CJ and Peepo squat in the driveway and poke their heads through the wheel well and pass a half-inch socket in WD-40 to my bloodied hand. I shout out to them. The transmission cooler line is completely shot, and the thread on the flare nut is stripped bare. It turns but won't catch into the radiator. In short, we're screwed. I can hear them giggling and splashing in the oily, cold puddle I am soaked in, while Peepo runs to get the extra red hose we use to fix the heater on the bus. I send EJ to get the cement we use to fix the gasket on the wood stove. In my sarcophagus under the old Buick wagon, I fumble through my pockets and find some hose clamps that just might work. EJ slathers the flare nut in an icing of black glue, and so Peepo can use his beloved tape measure, he cuts me a piece of red hose 18 and a half inches long. Exactly. There's no turning back now. I cut the old line and jam the flare nut into the fitting until it sets. For a few minutes, everything is dead serious. Peepo lays on his belly and fits the 18 and a half inch hose to the cleanly cut ends of the cooler lines. EJ takes his flathead and tightens the hose clamps while I keep the damn flare nut from moving. And in the stale air beneath the 1988 LeSabre wagon, soaked in mud, love, oil, and antifreeze, I am the luckiest man alive.